First of all, man, oh man, what I've heard so far of From Memphis to Muscle Shoals, it's just some phenomenal music. How are you doing this after all these years, making what to me sounds like one of your best albums of all time?
Well, thanks, man. I'm having fun. You know, the fact is, I'm 69 years old, and I get to do exactly what I want to do. Nobody tells me what to do. So I've been wanting to cut a soul record for my whole career, really, and finally got around to doing it. And, man, I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Well, yeah, you should be. We've heard Take Me to the River, the great Al Green, Teeny Hodges song, and you and Wynonna together, that's a match made in music heaven right there.
What fun, man. That did turn out well, didn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And when you take a song like that that has been done so many times and yet listen to your version, I go, well, that's a T. Graham Brown song.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been loving that song a long time. I'm a huge Al Green fan anyway. And then when I was thinking about people to sing it with, I thought, man, Wynonna would kill this. So I called her up and I sent her the track, and she listened to it, and she was all in. So I'm so glad she agreed to do it.
Well, and I'm looking at the songs and the folks who are working with you on the album, and but some of my favorite tunes of all time, the great Dan Penn Chip's Moment song that you do with our friend Tanya Tucker, the old James Carr hit Dark End of the Street.
Awesome song, man. I'm a huge Dan Penn fan.
Me too.
Dan's one of my oldest friends. I've been knowing him probably 40 years now, and I've written songs with him. And he came to a show of mine about 2 months ago, and I got to hug his neck. And he's a great guy, and man, he wrote so many of those great soul songs. And so, yeah, at the Dark End of the Street, I thought, man, that's kind of a cheating song, and I bet Tanya would sound good on it. So we went out to a place in Texas and recorded her vocal in her living room out there. So, yeah, man, Tanya's an old friend of mine anyway, and she's like a sister to me. So, yeah, it was good getting her on there, for sure.
And then another one of Dan's great songs, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man.
Oh, man, you know, and a lot of people, I'm singing with Betty LeVette, and a lot of people don't know who Betty LeVette is.
Oh.
She's a soul singing. I think she's from Detroit. I think she grew up with Aretha Franklin, and she never did really have any big hits, but she's kind of this cult figure, I guess. Her last album was just up for a Grammy a few months ago, so she's still, you know, putting out great music. And so I called her up and asked her if she'd do it, and she said, heck yeah, she'd do it. Man, she did a great job. I'm really happy with that.
Well, I love Arthur Alexander, and you team up with our friend Little Anthony to do You Better Move On. I can't wait to hear it.
You know, that was the first hit ever cut in Muscle Shoals.
Really?
Yeah, that was, I think, from 1962, I think. But, yeah, you know, we went down to Fame Studios down there, Muscle Shoals, and cut all these tracks. And I was in the exact room that Arthur Alexander cut that song in 1962. That place is still there, and it's still, people are still cutting records down there. So cool.
Well, yeah.
Actually, one of the pianos that's heard on that record has been there in that room since 1962. So I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't use that same keyboard on the original hit.
That's fantastic. And, you tap into the roots there as well, that great studio that Rick Hall started, and guys like Billy Sherrill, Tom Stafford, and you go right to the source, bringing in Eddie Floyd to sing with you on Knock on Wood.
Heck yeah, man. How about that? Knock on Wood. And you know, Eddie wrote that with Steve Cropper. And Cropper also wrote Dock of the Bay. We cut that. I've cut some Steve Cropper songs over my career. They're doing a documentary on Steve Cropper. I was over at his house about 3 days ago to be interviewed for that documentary. So, yeah, man, I tried to go back and just cut some songs I grew up on. See, I grew up in the 60s with a transistor radio glued to my ear. So I listened to all that soul music from back then. And then at night I would listen, you know, it was AM radio. There was no FM. At night you could pick up all these clear channel stations around the country. And so I listened to all that stuff growing up.
Well, and you've said your influences are, among others, Otis Redding and George Jones, and we hear elements of both in this album.
Well, George was a great friend of mine, and I'm kind of a country soul guy, you know, and I love George Jones, and I love Otis Redding. I mean, I always have. And to grow up to eventually get to know George Jones, and I recorded a few duets with him on my albums and on his albums. So I got to tour with him and, you know, get to know him. So that was really a treat. I hate that I didn't get to know Otis Redding. You know, he died when he was 26 or 27 years old. So I would have loved to have known him. But, you know, it's cool being able to know, like, for instance, Sam Moore from Sam and Dave, and get him to sing on your record is just amazing. I've been a friend of his for about 35 years, and I call him Big Daddy. I've been he's kind of like a soul brother daddy to me. Went down to Miami to Criteria Studios and recorded him, and then we recorded Little Anthony and Fort Lauderdale. He lives in Boca Raton, so we went down to a place called the Power Station down there and got him.
Well, you got another old friend, too, right, in Delbert McClinton.
Delbert's one of my all-time heroes, and I've been knowing him now for probably almost 40 years and done shows with him. And, I mean, I used to listen to Delbert's albums way before I ever moved to Nashville and tried to learn how to sing like him. You know, I probably stolen. I told him, I said, you need to send me a bill for all the licks I've stolen of yours. So, yeah, it was fun going in the studio with him here in Nashville and got him. And yeah, the whole project's just kind of a love thing, you know.
We're talking with T. Graham Brown here on Downtown, the new album, From Memphis to Muscle Shoals, out officially on August 2nd. And I know a huge thrill for you earlier this year when you officially became a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow, isn't that something? Still can't get over it, man. That's the biggest thing that's ever happened to Sheila and me. You know, my wife Sheila's been taking care of me for 46 years now, and if it weren't for her, I wouldn't even be alive, much less be a member of the Opry. So I have to credit her every chance I get. She's a good one. She's in the kitchen right now making some pimento cheese sandwiches to give to Bill Anderson at the Opry tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we love Bill.
Bill Anderson loves Sheila's pimento cheese. Every time Bill and I write or any time we get together, Sheila always brings pimento cheese sandwiches. So I think he's celebrating his 63rd year as a member of the Opry, maybe, which is unbelievable. But so he's going to get some pimento cheese tonight.
Good for Bill. Well, I remember, and it feels like it was yesterday, but I know it wasn't. I think it was 40 years ago, opening up on Tuesday, Record Day, opening up all the new records and popping on the turntable when you did that sort of thing, a song called Drowning in Memories, and going, wow, this is great. We got to start playing that thing, and that's really what got it going for you.
Unbelievable that you even remember that. Yeah, you know, that was never on an album or anything. It was. We went in and cut that, and Capitol Records put it out, and I think it barely made it into the top 40. And that's when they I didn't have an album deal. I had a singles deal. And so they put out Drowning in Memories, and then I had to hurry back in and cut I Tell It Like It Used to Be. And once that started going up the charts, they told me to go finish an album, and I went down to Muscle Shoals and finished, you know, Hell and High Water and Don't Go to Stray, all that stuff. People don't realize that I cut most of my hits down in Muscle Shoals. So yeah, that, golly, man, that's been, when was that? 1984?
40 years ago. But I also remember, too, I think it was the next year, I was down in Nashville and going around to the different record companies and talking to folks, and I was at Capitol. I think it was Paul Loveless who was the
yeah, Paul.
Paul, I was in his office, and he said, hey, I want you to listen to something. Tell me what you think. And he started playing I Tell It Like It Used to Be. And I said, man, that's a top 10, if not a number one song right there. He goes, I think so, too. And absolutely it was.
Wow. God, I loved Paul. I hadn't seen Paul in a while. But he's still around, I think.
Oh, I think he is, yeah. Still in the business.
I might have seen him 5 years ago, maybe. Gosh, Paul Loveless was a great guy.
He sure was.
I mean, he's a music guy, and you know, he had that CDX company.
Right, right.
So I think that was the last time I saw him, maybe.
Well, one of my favorite songs of yours, and you such a great duet partner with whoever you work with, but your song with Tanya Tucker, our friend Radney Foster and Bill Lloyd, Don't Go Out With Him. Man, what a great song.
You know, I had Foster and Lloyd's first album, and that was a bonus track. That was like, I remember it was track number 13, I think, on that record. And I got a call from Tanya or Jerry Crutchfield, Tanya's producer, asked me if I wanted to sing a duet with Tanya, and they were in the studio, and they said, come on down here right now. So I remember I got on my Harley and rode down there and went in the studio, and he handed me a cassette of Don't Go Out, and he said, go upstairs and learn this right quick. And I looked at it, and I said, man, I already know this song. That's one of my favorite albums. So Tanya and I jumped in the vocal booth, and man, we cut that thing in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Wow. I mean, it was quick.
How did you come to record with Carol Channing?
Somebody called me up. I can't even remember who called me up. Wanted to know if I would do that. And I said, by all means, 100% yes, I'm in. I mean, how often do you get a chance to cut with Carol Channing? I thought that was the coolest thing.
And you've
I've recorded with a whole lot of people. I've had a lot of fun in my career, man. I cut this record with the Beach Boys, this track of Help Me Rhonda.
Right.
And then I got to go out on the road with them and sing Help Me Rhonda, and Brian Wilson was actually on stage. So it was like the real Beach Boys, and it was so thrilling to be able to do that.
I know you also worked with the Oak Ridge Boys, and you're Grammy-nominated Forever Changed. We lost one of the greats last week. I know he was a dear friend of yours. Can you talk a little bit about the wonderful Joe Bonsall?
You know, everybody's been asking me about Joe. Hey, I don't know what can be said that hadn't already been said. He was a great guy. He was a great human being, a great friend. I mean, I started doing shows with the Oak Ridge Boys in the probably 1987, and I don't know, there's no telling how many shows I've done with them in the last, since then, and they're all great guys, and I've gotten to know all of them. Joe was just super positive Christian guy, always had a smile on his face. He's the kind of guy, man, if he walked in a room, it just brightened up the room. Everybody loved him. Great voice. One of a kind voice. Great front man, man. He's one of the all-time greatest front men. He was just a pro. He was just a great guy, man. He was a good guy to know and be friends with. I was in touch with him right up to the very end there. he and I would text back and forth. I prayed for him every day, and I would send him texts, you know, that I was praying for him. And we were friends. We were really good friends. And I hate that he's gone. But, you know, the good thing is he's not in any pain anymore.
Right.
And in heaven, he's walking around. He's got great legs. So I'm just glad he's in heaven.
Well, T. Graham Brown, the new album coming out August 2nd, From Memphis to Muscle Shoals, gets you back to your roots and just captures all of the many musical influences and styles and shows off you, not only your ability, but your incredible ability to sing with so many different types of artists. I can't wait to hear the whole thing because what I've heard so far is absolutely terrific.
Oh, thanks, man. And I appreciate you having me on the show and talking about the record and talking about Joe Bonsall, because he was one of a kind. And God bless you, man, and God bless all your listeners, and God bless the United States of America.
T. Graham, thank you so much. Great talk with you. Hope Whispering Bill likes that pimento and cheese tonight.
Yeah, well, he's going to get some, and I guarantee you he's going to love it.
Thank you so much, T. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, friend.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.